Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. Well, today is National Lazy Day. So, Manny, what do you think you and I should do to celebrate National Lazy Day? Take a nap, maybe? But maybe not in the next 3 hours. That would be permanent lazy, I think. We would not have to worry about,
that would be troublesome.
We would not have to worry about getting up in the morning for a very long time, except to collect our unemployment, which they would probably contest. So, all right, so we're just going to talk slow today. How would that be?
That'll work.
We'll think about being in a hammock. Actually, today is one of those wonderful days, that sort of makes you appreciate summer. As you know, I am not necessarily a fan of very hot weather, and we've had some very hot weather here. So, of course, it got really nice. And then I went to Denver, where it was 93. I don't know. What can I tell you? So there we go. It's National S'mores Day, too, which is... Did you ever make s'mores?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't usually make them with the chocolate bar, though. I usually just the marshmallow and the graham crackers.
No, that's a Celeste, as opposed to a s'more. No, the chocolate's the important part, and it has to be
well,
chocolate and nuts, as far as I'm concerned.
This is the important part for you. You're like the chocolate, like, addict, almost.
Nice talk, yeah. So you don't like chocolate?
No, I do like chocolate. I always like s'mores without the chocolate.
You're probably like vanilla ice cream, too.
Things. Yeah, see, I'm not a big chocolate ice cream fan.
And you probably keep your peas separate from your mashed potatoes, too, don't you?
Yep.
I got your number. All right, baby cake, we got this one. All right, so I'll tell you what we're going to do today, until you guys call, which, of course, we're encouraging you to do. There's a really good news story, a very cute story of two teenagers were... unharmed by a lightning strike because they were holding hands. Isn't that cute?
Pretty cool.
That's what you call electric love, right?
Mm-hmm.
Baby cakes. Actually, my horrible lightning story. Actually, I have several lightning stories. One is that I actually know somebody who went outside a bar in New Jersey about 2 years ago, just about this time of year, for a cigarette and was struck by lightning and killed her. Which I think is nature's way of saying maybe you shouldn't smoke, but maybe not. That may be a little overreaction. But my lightning story is, I told you I went, there was a family wedding this weekend out in California, and my mother decided she didn't want to go because she was very sweet and kind of sad. She said, "I'm not going because they'll just take me someplace and plant me." Folks, this is something to think about when you have an elderly relative. Or just an elderly friend. That sometimes, and I said, "Well, Mom, I don't think people meant disrespect to you. They just wanted you to be, to not be overtired." And I said, "It doesn't mean that you had to stay there. You're not a plant. You can move." But she was very hurt by it. And she said, "They'll just plant me someplace. And so I'm not going." And I didn't know the depth of how, of the unhappiness there. So I, until I got out there. But I said to her when she said that, I said, "Look, I'll come out and spend a weekend with you," so because I didn't want her to have to be alone. But then she was very sad about going into depth about. She said, "Have I come? Is that what I've come to? That they, nobody wants me around." So I fly out to Denver, and as I said, I love my mother dearly, But the weather in Denver, I think I've flown out there. I usually go out a couple times a year at least. And I've literally flown into hurricanes and tornadoes and blizzards. And this one I thought, well, the likelihood of a blizzard this time of year, not very high, you know, right? But the idea, tornadoes and hurricane, not very high. But tornadoes, and actually the airport is a tornado structure, and they say it's a refuge. This one, we got on the plane. First of all, we left late because the pilots weren't there, which meant there was, you know, whenever the crew isn't there, that should give you some clue that there's a problem, Houston, because quite often the major reason that planes and crews aren't there is weather. So we said, and then we actually got out of the airport fairly quickly, which is pretty unusual. And the guy, it's scheduled to be a 4-plus-hour flight, and the guy says 3.5 hours to Denver. We're all going, yay, until we get to about an hour out from our estimated time. And then the plane starts rocketing around, and he says, well, you know, it turns out that they're diverting us because there are serious thunderstorms in the area. And I'm thinking, it's my fault. It's always my fault. This is what happens when I go to Denver. So to make a long, sort of gruesome story, a little bit shorter, lightning, you know, all around, you know, and I know planes are meant to be struck by lightning, but that doesn't make you feel any better when you're in a plane. And it wasn't even the lightning that was particularly bothersome, although it's dramatic. It's just the plane was just bucketing all over every place for an hour. And then the magic part is he says, okay, everybody, he made everybody sit down, you know, cabin service. And then he comes on the PA system and says, okay, now we're going to go into some serious turbulence. And I think, what has this been? And then as soon as he said that, everything just sort of is smoothed out, which there's a moral in that someplace. So this is my lightning story. But the other part of the story is, I thought we'd talk about personal history today. And, you know, we've been marinating it for a little bit. But the other reason I want to talk about it is coming back. And I'll tell you about the visit, because there's some interesting things, I think, for all of us to learn about dealing with an older person and stubbornness and whatever. And I have a kind of a story to tell you. But coming back, I was sitting next to a guy who had, very nice guy, who had 10 cranberry and vodkas in a 3-hour flight. Which, that seems to me a lot. I mean, I would have been in an emergency room by the second one. And I know his entire life history. I don't think he actually knew who I was. But after a while, you know, when someone's telling you these horrifying stories, you sort of, well, maybe you don't, but I sort of click into, you know, Dr. Joy mode. And so I start saying, well, what if you did this? And he and his mom are having this huge fight about a family member who's been in prison. And I said, well, what if you did this? And so I decided that we cannot change our personal history per se, but we can change our personal history going forward, right? Because everything we do today, tomorrow will be history, right? So we can't change things that have already happened, but we can change things going forward, which means essentially we are changing our history, because once we've changed something today, then tomorrow it's our history and we've changed it. Does that make sense? Presumably it does. So I thought we'd do that of, you know, if you could change your personal history, what would you change and why? And obviously part of the reason is for you to think about it, but part of the reason is for me to kind of help you with, all right, if this is where you wanted to be and you can't, the past is immutable, what can we do now so that tomorrow the history that is today will be different and feel better? So that's my kind of sneaky psychological, okay, underneath this all, I'm still a therapist kind of deal. So, all right, 855-993-7569. I don't think Donald Trump actually wants to be president, but I think he is doing probably the most masterful job in maybe the 20th century of keeping his name on the front page of the paper. I mean, really, have you thought about it? It's just it's a story that just continues to go. We should probably, you know, one of the things to ask people, I know we asked about what to do about the Donald, and people were equally outraged that I would suggest that anything should be done, and equally outraged that I should give him any time, which is perfectly fine. As long as I can outrage you. It's like when I did marriage counseling. If both the husband and wife thought I was on the other one's side, I figured I was doing something right. So I figure I'm doing something right. But, I mean, how many of you actually think he wants to be president? Maybe we'll put that up. Or maybe we could say of the Republican candidates, who do you think actually wants to be president? I don't know, maybe I'll think about whether we want to do that or not. It's a little early to be talking politics, isn't it? We're going to have to be doing it for the next 2 years. Okay, 855-993, especially this program, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are you enjoying Dr. Joy Brown? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. Dr. Joy Brown has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/docjoy. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at gcnlive.com/docjoy. That's gcnlive.com/docjoy.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. If there's something on your mind and you'd like to chat with me about it today, that's a great idea. 855-993-7569. Before I forget, I just want to tell you one more thing, and then we'll start on personal history, because I was, as I said, the combination of lightning and And personal history was clearly by weekend. And I'll tell you a little bit. I'll tell you a little bit more about that. Of just sort of some things that I'm learning about dealing with older people. But you know, which is helpful as a therapist. It's helpful as a broadcaster. So you know, there are lots of things to share with you. All right, 855-993-7569. And you know, the sharing goes both ways. You can call me as well. All right, so I have to tell you this quickly, and then we'll go on to changing your history. Which is that, you know, I'm doing my plated .com stuff, and so today I had some stuff left over from last week, but I wasn't out here over the weekend, so the stuff is fresh enough that I actually could kind of defer it a couple of days. But one of the issues had to do with corn, and you're basically making, it's not exactly a risotto, because risotto has to do with rice, but you're making almost like a corn risotto. And what you do is you take three different ears of corn, and one of them you grate. Have you ever grated corn? I'm not talking about just taking the kernels off, which is a nice thing to do. I actually love corn, but I just sort of eat it on the cob, and then it's in your teeth forever.
So you're talking about like just taking like a corn on the cob and like running it against like a cheese grater?
Yeah, or, you know, like a carrot grater or something like that. Exactly. I never, in all the years I've been eating corn, I mean, an awful lot of my friends really prefer that you slice the kernels off the cob, because it's delicious and you can freeze it very easily. So you can take summer corn and have it in the middle of the winter. It's delicious.
Yeah.
And I do that when I have leftover corn, but I usually just eat it. But anyway, so you take the three corn cobs, you take two and you just slice the stuff off regularly with a knife, right? So the kernels stay intact. And then one of them you grate, either with a cheese grater or a carrot grater, a potato grater, whatever. Okay, potato peeler worked really well. And the reason that you do that, which the recipe tells you, because I'm thinking, why am I doing this? It's all gooey. It's making a mess. Is because it gets very creamy when you do that. So, and the dish that you make is you saute the kernels in a little bit of olive oil so they get all crunchy and yummy. And then you take the grated stuff and you mix it with a little bit of milk, and it makes this sort of creamy corn dish that essentially is, it's not creamed corn. I mean, because it's much subtler than that, and the flavors that you taste are just corn, not the creamed corn. Tastes to me sort of too thick. But this one, and you, so it's just a little bit of milk and the grated corn, which makes it all creamy, and then you put some basil in it. How easy is that? And how delish, and how, you know, makes you look like a gourmet cook. For no effort, or not much effort. Cool thing, huh?
Yeah.
Bet you'd like that. I can hear you thinking, I could do that. I could do that. All righty, so what would you change about your personal history? Anything that you can think of?
I'm not entirely sure there was anything I would change specifically, just because I think everything, even things that I look back on my life that were, I guess, negative, they were learning experiences.
Yeah, so I agree.
It's kind of like I don't really want to change it, otherwise I wouldn't
be
have
who
had
the
opportunity to learn something from them, you know. So
yeah, mine is probably, I tend to agree with you, even stuff that at the time I thought was disastrous. I think I would have been, the only thing I would really change about my personal history, I guess there are two things. One is just to be slightly more relaxed than I was, as you can hear. I'm not, relaxation is not my strong suit. I sort of high energy, and I'm not high anxiety, but the energy tends to make things probably a little tenser for me and people around me than it actually has to be, and just being a little calmer about things. Maybe not taking things quite so seriously. And I'm really talking about really a difference of degree, not kind. And the other is just to appreciate the good stuff a little bit more. It's not that I'm not grateful. It's just that I think I came from both a generation and a family structure that said, don't be stuck up. You know, that you should downplay all of your accomplishments. And I have five brothers and sisters, two parents, and we had a dog. We had a basset hound. And when I would come home from school, as kids do, and say, oh, Dad, look what I did, he'd say, one ninth. And because that meant that I got 11% of the attention in the family, because that's all I was entitled to. And I think that informed who I became, of when something would happen, some wonderful award or something, And people would say, wow, that's great. I'd say, oh, yeah, well, thanks. But I really wouldn't feel it because I'd really been taught that that's not a very good thing to do. And I wish I'd learned a little earlier that you can rejoice in things, and that's not, doesn't mean that you're stuck up. It doesn't mean that you're anything except that you're able to really appreciate wonderful things for when they're wonderful. And it doesn't mean that you can't appreciate other people's wonderful things. It's not, wonderfulness is not a competitive event. But I think I wish I'd learned that a little bit earlier. I think I probably would have been both a little bit more relaxed and probably a little more jubilant, I think is probably a word. Because, you know, and it's not that they weren't earned. You could hear, even talking about it, I have to kind of backpedal of still accepting. And I wish I'd learned that a little bit earlier. But I think, as you point out, Manny, that there are things that you really have to have the perspective. You really have to have the time. One of the things that the guy sitting next to me in the plane was saying is his mother has a child who's been in prison. And the mother keeps coming to the guy sitting next to me and saying, you know, what did I do wrong? And it just makes him very sad. I think it also makes him angry because the focus, which often happens in a family where you have one child who can't function for whatever reason, that a lot of the energy is thrown toward that child, and it makes the other children understandably jealous, even though they're getting negative attention about it, that they're getting a lot of attention. And I said, what if you said to her, I was a kid, you know, I don't have the perspective to offer you an adult point of view, because when this was all happening, I was a kid, and kids just don't know anything. And I think that's true in his particular situation. I think it's true in all of our situations, that it really does take time and energy for us to understand what's important, what's not, how to celebrate, how to mourn, how to share, how to sympathize. Those are not necessarily things that are inherent in kids. I think the ability to celebrate is inherent in kids, of, wow, look what I did. And I think, unfortunately, that we have a society that doesn't necessarily support that, which is too bad. Because, I mean, I remember my grandmother saying at one point that one of her sons, who was not the sharpest knife in the drawer, she said he was the best sneezer in third grade. And I thought, at the time, I just thought that was a hilarious thing to say. But as an adult, I can look at that and think, what a wonderful thing that is to say. Is here's somebody who really was not particularly gifted with any of the things that we traditionally think of as gifting. But he was the best sneezer in third grade. So, and I think as parents and as individuals, we need to celebrate more, because it's, you know, it makes you happy, and what else is there? All right, so we'll talk about you changing your personal history when we come back. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177. 201-945-1177. EvolveYourself.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Peter, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, Peter. What's on your mind today?
What I'd like to ask you is, I'm getting married soon, and I keep having thoughts of my bride-to-be maid of honor or whatnot.
When you say thoughts, we're talking about...
sexually.
How old are you, Peter?
I'm 28.
How old is your bride?
27, 26.
How long have you known each other?
7 years.
What do you like about your bride? Why are you marrying her?
I like everything about her.
Well, try to be a little more specific than that. Trust me, it'll stand you in much better stead in the coming years to be able to be specific.
Just everything she does for me. I love... just everything, the all-around person she is.
So what is it that you love about her maid of honor?
I kind of seen her playing with herself one night.
How did that happen?
Um, I I came home from late one night, and she was babysitting my kid. And
well, back up. What's this about your kid? You and your bride have a child together?
Yes.
How old?
Seven.
Seven?
Seven.
Why have you waited so long to get married?
Money issues.
So, do you want to marry your bride or not?
I sure do.
Then why do... I mean, if you're asking me, is it... So you're telling me you came home... Where was your fiancé when you came home and saw...
At work. Working midnight.
And so what did you do or say?
I didn't say nothing. I just left it at that and walked out of the...
Well, so it was a sexy, somewhat inappropriate thing to be doing. So what is that... So how does that... Are you thinking about calling off the wedding?
No. I'm just having thoughts of her.
Well, so what? I mean, listen, have you ever seen a porn movie?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe you have thoughts about the actress in the porn movie. So what?
Okay. All right.
All right. If you're asking me, should you say anything to your bride, what do you think the answer to that is?
No, and just...
Not in this life.
Knock everything off.
All right. Have you said anything? Knock what off?
Like, the I don't know, the thoughts and everything?
No, listen, Peter, you'll never hear me say that. As far as I'm concerned, you can fantasize about anything you want at any time, all right?
Mm-hmm.
The important thing about fantasies is, first of all, to realize that they are fantasies, not reality. And they can be very useful. And they can be very useful because they can tell you the difference between what you have and what you want. My guess is that you're no more interested in her maid of honor than you are in Daffy Duck. Or Daisy Duck in this particular case. But I think what it says is we've been together a long time and maybe we need to work more on our sex life because maybe it needs to get a little bit more adventurous, and she's not only the woman that I love, but I've been with her a long time. She's the mother of my child, and maybe we're not putting as much interest and fun and novelty into our sex life as we should. But I would never tell you not to think about something, because saying don't think about something is like saying don't think about elephants. That's all you're thinking about at this moment. I think you should not say anything to your bride about it. I think you should certainly not say anything to the maid of honor about it. And I think what you should do is work on your sex life with a woman that you love and not worry about it.
Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Sue, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. I just want to thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
You've given me some great ideas over the times that I've listened to your show.
Well, thank you. How am I to help you?
I have a question about different religious beliefs.
Okay.
I'd like to know what your thoughts are, what the best way for us to address different beliefs with my mother-in-law in regards to our kids without turning it into a religious war.
Right. Can you be a little more specific with me about what the issues are?
I think she is a fundamental Christian, mm-hmm. and so is very and very vocal in her beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I are not.
Not vocal or not fundamentals?
We're not fundamental. We're not. We are non-denominational. We're agnostic.
Okay.
And I was raised a Catholic. He was raised a Christian. We have both eschewed that. So we're.
How old are your children at this moment?
9 and 6.
Do they go to Sunday school?
No.
So what does mother-in-law do that's upsetting?
She talks to them when we're not around,
mm-hmm.
about people going to hell,
mm-hmm.
about,
okay.
you know, praying for us that we actually make it to heaven. So it scares them.
Okay, let me tell you, let me focus on exactly the situation, because I ran into exactly the situation with my daughter. That at one point, a woman that her father was dating did the same thing with my daughter. And she came to me very sadly one day, and she said, do you believe in God? And I said, I don't know. And she said, do you believe in heaven or hell? And I said, well, if you don't believe in God, you're probably not going to believe in heaven or hell a whole lot, Paige. And she started crying, and I said, what's the matter? And she said, then you're going to go to hell. And I said, who told you that? And, of course, knowing full well who told her that.
Right.
And I said, listen to me. Pretend you're God for a moment, and do you think I'm a good person? And she said, yeah. And I said, why? And she said, because you're nice to people, and you don't lie, and yada, yada. And I said, do you think that God would punish me if I didn't, you know, if I said, I'm not sure about God, do you think God would punish me if I was a good person? And she said, no. And I said, well, okay, so if there's a God, and God is going to reward people for being good and not punish people who are being good, then all you have to do is behave yourself, and if there's a heaven, we'll be together, and if not, you don't have to worry about it. And it was done. She never worried about it again. And so I think what you do is deal with your children. Don't deal with your mother-in-law because it won't do any good. Because what she feels she's doing is right. She feels that somehow she is saving her grandchildren's souls.
I know.
I know. So you, it's not going to work to tell her no. And you don't want to put the kids in a crossfire. But what you can do is answer their questions and say, here's what Daddy and I believe. And I think that saying, you know, that my version of God is not going to punish you for calling him by the wrong name, or not, you know, not that my version of God in particularly vain. I mean, it's not going to, okay, thunderbolt and lightning because you didn't say hello to me today.
Right.
Now, what kind of, I mean, why would we assume that God is the pettiest of human beings, or takes the pettiest of human concerns, and somehow that's what we're going to make our supreme being? Petty, vain, mean-spirited. So just explain that to your kids and say, okay, the deal is, if there's a heaven, who goes to heaven? And the answer, of course, in a 9-year-old and 6-year-old's mind, as opposed to everybody else's, is people are good. And so, okay, do you think mom and dad are good? Yeah, except when you lie to the income tax guy. And so, okay, if we're all good and you're good and there's a heaven, we'll all be there. And if not, we don't have to worry about it. And so you just deal with it on the very specific, fundamental basis.
And if my mother-in-law says something negative about us,
your kids aren't going to tolerate that. And I mean, that's what are they going to say? They're going to say your mom and dad don't believe in God. Well, I mean, that's not negative. That's accurate. And what you can say to your kids, because presumably that's where you're getting the information, and understand, kids will be very manipulative.
Right.
This is great as far as I'm concerned. Ooh, good, I can tell them what grandma said, and then I'll get them all upset. This is so cool. And what you can say is, look, if you have a question, ask me. And
okay.
You're okay. Don't swallow the bait, is what I'm telling you.
No, and we did get her a religious book on all denominations.
Well, that's not going to do any good.
No?
No, her denomination has got the answers as far as she's concerned.
Oh, this is for my daughter.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, the only other thing is that it may be worthwhile to give your kids some kind of basic, as you say, just so they have some basis for understanding. But look, the point is that once people decide that they know the right answer, and especially when it has to do with religion, I mean, look, you have to respect their passion. You have to respect their point of view. You don't have to agree with it, but that that's what most of us want in this life, is just a little respect, and we don't necessarily need to convert everybody else, although especially when people feel that they have the answer. There does tend to be a messianic quality to it, that they want to share that with other people, that they want to, if they know the answer, they want everyone else to know the answer. But you can sort of be calm about it. You can say, listen, I really appreciate how much you care for me, and I appreciate your passion, but I think we can agree to talk about other things. And in terms of enlightenment, sometimes just saying to somebody, could you explain a little bit more to me? Could you help me understand? Rather than saying, well, this doesn't sort of mesh with my beliefs. I've said, you know, when I was in Israel, I wasn't arguing with people. I was just asking them to clarify what their point was so I could understand it better. Because for me, faith is just not part of what I'm able to do. If you can explain to me why, I'll go along with it. If you can't, it's going to be a problem. Just because taking things on faith, you know, I'm a scientist, and that's how I was raised, that's how I was educated, that's my personality type. So saying to somebody, well, you know, you just have to believe, or believe it because I believe it, just doesn't work for me. But if you can explain to me why, and I'll always respect your wishes, your passion, your acceptance. It's just the conversion factor gets a little iffy for most of us. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty. As I mentioned, I was in Denver dealing with my mom, who is a delightful woman, but she's her short-term memory, as quite often occurs in people who are in their 90s and above, is not what it once was. To the extent that when I arrived, she'd fallen asleep. Which, and I'd called her and said, "Look, I'm, you know, I'll be there in about an hour, but why don't you just go to sleep and I'll see you in the morning." She said, "No, no, I'm going to stay up for you." And then didn't, which was okay. And when I walked in, she said, "You can't stay here. Who are you?" You know, so. And so that took a little while to sort of negotiate. But one of the things that I talked with her about is one of the lessons I learned, and I've kind of told this before in a different context, but it seemed particularly appropriate dealing with Mom, and I talked with her about it as well. A bunch of years ago, somebody asked me to do improv, and I'm one of those people who says yes, and because I figure it'll never occur, and so I don't really have to worry about whether it makes any sense. And sure enough, they asked me about 3 months in advance, and for some reason, you know, I was in my denial mode and thought, well, you know, I'm not going to ever have to deal with this. And all of a sudden, it's the week before, and I think it occurred, there were five women, it was called Naked in a Fishbowl, and they'd been doing this project for several years together, and all of them had a lot of experience at doing improv, and I never met any of them and had... I mean, you could say that sort of what I do here is improv, and if you ask me to stand up in front of a group of people and talk about petunias for 5 minutes, I could probably do that. But that's different than interacting with people in a context, especially a long-running context. So there was a history, a present, and there was going to be a future. So I really had to figure out what their rhythms were and who they were and what the story was and how I was going to fit into that. And we were supposed to do it on a Monday night in a theater, off-Broadway, with people actually paying real money. So by then, I am now fairly terrified. And on that Sunday before the Monday, they decided that maybe they should at least meet me. I mean, they sort of knew who I was, but sort of meet me to sort of get a lay of the land before they launched. I mean, I think they were as kind of cavalier about this experience as I was of, oh, yeah, well, we'll just do it. And then it occurred to both me and them of, maybe there needs to be slightly more. I mean, you can't really practice improv, but you can at least get a feel of one another and figure out each other's rhythms and things of that sort. So they had me run through a couple of exercises, and then the director, who's a very smart woman, said, here are the three rules of improv. First of all, the answer to everything is always yes. So, for example, if I say, Manny, are you still painting your toenails? If you say no at that moment, then everything's shut down. If you say yes, even though that may be kind of a something that's a little uncomfortable to talk about, but at least it gives us... Sorry, man, I didn't mean to blow your cover. But at least it gives us some way to go. So the answer to any question in improv is always yes. You can moderate, but because if you say no, it shuts everything down, and the whole point about improv is getting to the next step. So the answer to everything is always yes, number one. Number two, that at the beginning... there are, if not an infinite number of possibilities, there are just lots of possibilities. But every answer, every step that you take, every decision that you make, narrows your choices. So you go from, if not an infinite, a very large pool, to smaller and smaller, to the point of inevitability. And the director said, when you get to the point of inevitability, the audience really wants you to do the inevitable, and that you have to deliver that to them. And the third is, no matter what you're doing, commit to it. And this was particularly interesting for me because the night before, do you know who Richard Thomas is? Do you remember the actor, John Boy from the Waltons? Maybe that's sort of before your time.
Yeah.
I just knew who he was a little bit. And I happened to have caught him in an off-Broadway production where there were six actors, three men and three women, doing readings around a particular theme. And so they would do various comedy, and they were doing without scenery and without costumes. They were just reading scripts. And so that they would, sometimes it was just one person, sometimes it was two, sometimes it was three. And when the other actors weren't participating, they were sitting on stage. And one of the things about Richard Thomas is, no matter when everybody else was reading, so he was just the background, he was just the audience at that moment on the stage, his attention was riveted on whomever was talking, and because he was riveted, we were riveted on him, which is probably kind of a vaguely sneaky, somewhat passive-aggressive way of stealing the scene. But it was so effective, and it was such a recent reminder that just concentration, focus, is not only helpful to the person, to the actor, but absolutely compelling to the audience. So those three things. Number one, say yes, not no. Number two, infinite possibilities which are narrowed more and more toward inevitability, and third of all, commit no matter what you're doing. If you're watching a bug go across the stage, watch the bug. Don't try to figure out what your next line is. Don't try and figure out how much longer this has to go. Don't try and figure out whether your boyfriend really likes you. Just focus on the bug. And I remember thinking at the time, these aren't about improv. This is about life. And so when with my mom, she has this notion, which many elderly people do, that somehow she's going to trip in the bath. Now, we've got it all set it out, so she has a chair, and there's you can step in. And but she, as again, like many people of her age, become a bit phobic about water and about heat and about slipping. And so as a result, sometimes getting her to take a bath or a shower, basically a shower, is a little more challenging. And she and I have had some serious discussions where she's saying, but I thought you were my daughter, I thought you loved me. And I said, Mom, I do, but you know, we've got to reduce the viral load on your skin. You're going to leave yourself open to disease. You're going to take a shower. And it's the first time, it took an hour to screaming and yelling. And I didn't scream or yell. I just was very calm about it because it was very clear that you had to do it. So on Saturday, she has an aide that comes in. And the aide and I sort of said, no, today's a shower day, and which was her normal shower day. And you've got to wash your hair. And so Mom finally said, it took about 20 minutes, I guess, of us double-teaming her. And she said, well, I guess I can't resist both of you. And I said, yeah, we're gonna hog-tie if we have to. So Sunday morning, she got up and she said, do I have time for a quick shower? And so it was kind of this huge kind of, you know, it's one thing to talk about, it's another thing to experience it. And so I talked with her about those improv things of saying yes rather than no. And I think when we feel that we have no power, like a 5-year-old or a 95-year-old, our initial response to anything that is not completely familiar or exactly what we're doing at that moment is no, because it feels scary, it feels threatening, which is what we do even if we're between 5 and 95. But and she really got it. She tried a different kind of coffee drink. She tried different kinds of desserts. She tried different kinds of food. And it was really a revelation. And for her, She was sort of smiling, and she said, now I understand why people come down to meals. And so try saying yes rather than no, and explain to people that they always have the option of no, but yes can sometimes open doors and experiences that you would have missed otherwise. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Checkbookira.com. Checkbookira.com.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.